One of the most extensive manhunts in American history is over. As we've been reporting today, a police officer arrested Eric Robert Rudolph. He's accused of four bombings, including the 1996 Olympic Park bombing in Atlanta. Now, 5 years ago, he fled into the North Carolina mountains, where he eluded authorities until a chance encounter this morning, as NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
It was before dawn when police officer Jeffrey Postel was making his routine rounds in a grocery store parking lot in Murphy, North Carolina. Postel came around a corner and spotted a thin man near a dumpster, crouching down in the road.
He took off running and got in behind some milk crates, which were stacked up there. I advised him to come out. He complied to everything I asked him to do.
21-year-old Officer Postel did not have any idea that he had caught the elusive fugitive, Eric Rudolph. He thought perhaps the man was an intruder trying to break into a local business. And this afternoon, Postel seemed a bit overwhelmed by all the fuss.
That's just in a day's work. Don't really deserve any credit. Just doing what I was hired to do.
At first, Rudolph gave a fake name, but shortly after being taken into custody, he confessed his true identity. Officials used fingerprint records to verify they had captured Rudolph. Cherokee County Sheriff Keith Lovin said the 36-year-old suspect was wearing blue pants, a blue work shirt, jogging shoes, and a camouflage jacket. Rudolph was carrying a backpack and was much thinner than the last time officials saw him in 1998. Sheriff Lovin says Rudolph is cooperating and that he seems relieved.
We've not actually conducted what you say, a formal interview. We have inquired as to his general health, and we're taking care of feeding him, and he has engaged our deputy's detention office in general conversation.
So far, law enforcement is not saying how Eric Rudolph managed to survive and to evade the huge federal and state manhunt in the North Carolina National Forest. The treacherous terrain was always a problem for officials, who at one point had more than 200 agents searching for Rudolph. They used helicopters, cave experts, tracking dogs, and heat-seeking equipment to try to locate the fugitive. A $1 million reward was offered. Officials say they still don't know whether or not Eric Rudolph had help since he fled to North Carolina. FBI Special Agent Chris Swecker says that part of the investigation is not over.
Well, 5 years is a long time, and that's something we're going to be looking into. That's one of our primary areas of inquiry right now. But I don't want to speculate.
Some are surprised that Rudolph was caught in North Carolina. It had been so long since anyone had spotted him that many law enforcement officials and residents thought he was gone or dead. But Agent Swecker says the FBI's extensive psychological profile of Rudolph led them to conclude that he would stay in the area. He is a survivalist, a loner. He expressed his opposition to the government and to abortion. In addition to the Olympic Park bombing in 1996, Rudolph is charged with bombing a Birmingham, Alabama clinic where abortions are performed, bombing another clinic in Atlanta, and a gay and lesbian nightclub. Two died and more than 150 people were injured in the bombings. Officer Jeffrey Postel is pleased he was able to capture Rudolph, who has brought so much tension to the victims and to his tiny community.
I think I put a lot of people's feelings at ease. A lot of stress that was involved in this situation. It's a closure to it, I believe. I'm just glad I was in the right place at the right time.
On Monday, the man called the most notorious American fugitive on the FBI's most wanted list is scheduled to appear in court in Asheville, North Carolina. Then U.S. Attorney General John Ashcroft and U.S. attorneys in Alabama and Georgia will have to decide whether Eric Robert Rudolph will be brought to Birmingham or Atlanta to face bombing and murder charges. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.